At the far end of Broome's Central Business District, on the edge of the mangroves and Dampier Creek, there is a small white tin shack, sitting alone like a time capsule to the past. It's called Morgan Camp, once the base camp for Alf Morgan's Purling Company and its workers. For Broome's Jacinta Hunter, it's her childhood home, home to the large extended Hunter family for decades and who were involved in the pearl shell and purling industry. Morgan Camp once had many more corrugated iron and wooden cottages, and it is on the state's heritage register. For Jacinta, who knows the place as Burugan, it symbolises family and sharing and making do and being richer for it.
The Hunter family were a big family living in those days, because we had my uncles, the Hunter boys, Hunter brothers, Bobby Hunter, Richard Hunter, Joey Hunter and Jimmy Hunter. They were the four brothers living in Morgan's Camp with their children, all the Hunter children. By their name, they were hunting, going out on the boat, Dampier Creek or a bit further away, catching dugong, turtle, fish, whatever they can catch, bring it back home, feed the family. There were about 20 families living at Morgan's Camp, called Burugan in those days, but Burugan to us is a very family feeling. That any of my cousins today, we talk about that place, we all feel happy, memories come back, what we've done. We were quite content at that time, because my father, their brother-in-law, he was working on the purling boats for street and mail, and sometimes he'd swap over to Morgan's, and he'd go out on the Lugus, Lesser Island, and the other islands, look for shelling with the rest of the crew.
And he was a hard hat diver, wasn't he, Jacinta?
Yes, he was.
Must have been hard work. But he was away for sometimes 2 months at a time. Can you remember waiting for him to come home and the boats coming home?
Yes. At night, my mother would hear that bird calling, and she'd say to us, my sister and myself, she'd say to us, your dad's coming in now. And in the dark, we'd run to Street of Yeti, my sister and myself, we'd run to Street of Yeti, wait for them to come, and we could see the, you know, the black figures coming on the dinghy through the mangroves, and we'd just wait for Dad to come. He'd come home with tin stuff, fruits, and shellfish on a wire. We call it shellfish. In those days, they dry the shellfish on the boat when they're out and bring it in, and it'd be dry. So, people would cook it the way they wanted to cook. And he'd tell us stories. Well, I know he told us, my sister and myself, stories about how he'd go out on the boat diving and helping his crew on the luggers. When he come home, he'd come home with the longest hair, and we'd call him Tarzan, because we'd watch the Tarzan pictures at picture show. And we'd give him the nickname Tarzan, because he came home with the longest hair over his past his shoulders, you know.
Oh, wow.
Waiting for Dad to come home. And it is the best night of our lives when he'd come home and we'd be sitting on Street of Yeti waiting for him.
The tide was always part of life at Morgan Camp and along Street of Yeti beach there. You would be often watching the tide, using the low tide to go exploring, the high tide to go swimming. It was really part of your life.
Yeah, it's part. Like, it's like youngest children playground. It was our playground beside going to school. But there wasn't much happening in school sometimes, you know. going to school is just going to school. And when he got back to Purgogon, Morgan's camp, we'd be playing marbles on the red dirt pendant, dirt road, telling stories. So that area around Morgan's camp, the creek, that was our playground. Even jumping off the mangrove tree, the high ones.
Sandflies, though? Did they bite you lots?
Oh, yeah, we put up with that. We were used to it.
And do you remember the shell sorting sheds around Streeter Jetty? How busy were they?
Oh, they were very busy because we used to hang out at the shell shed. That's what it's called, shell shed. See my Jimmy Stephen cleaning the shell with Donnelly McKenzie, and there's another old bloke was there. There's three of them. Just go in there, play around with the shells, but they'd always tell us to put it back. I seen too many shells in that shed, and I was wondering what they were doing with it. But around the corner, we could see a box, stacking it in a box and sending it off to NY, USA, I think it was, yeah.
And back at Morgan Camp, I'm just imagining all your big families together. Tell me about your family's little house and where you slept and cooked and ate and played.
Oh, my mum's house was just an ordinary tin shack house with sand floor. Spread the blankets on the sand floor and we'd go to sleep. But before that, we'd have night stories our grandfathers used to tell us. We'd all sit out. My grandfather had spread a big blanket, a tarp, not blanket, a big tarp, and we'd all lay down. All my cousins would lay down, and about three grandfathers would tell us stories at night, and we'd all, you know, we're satisfied, go to sleep. We're quite happy. Our life was quite simple. We had not a hard life. It's just that we were satisfied, even if we were poor.
Jacinta Hunter with memories of the Morgan's Camp Pearling Base, her family's home.